Cork's number one drive time show. This is Dave Max Drive on Cork's Red FM.
Paul O'Donovan, you're the local legend on Dave Max Drive this evening, along with brother Gary. You guys picked up gold for Ireland in Germany in the European Championships a little while ago. Both Skibbereen lads, and presumably both Rio bound. Would that be right, Paul?
That's right. We both qualified for the Olympics there last September from the World Championships, and we were nominated then just last week, I think, by the Drawing Ireland governing body to the Olympic Council. So it's kind of all getting official now, really.
How'd you feel about it?
That's good, yeah. Yeah. That was a nice feeling, but
you sound very blasé. I'm guessing yourself and your brother have been rowing since you were smallies.
We were, yeah. I suppose I was 7 and Gary was 8 when we started, so
is this a culmination of a dream, or is it something that you never even imagined?
I suppose we always kind of thought about it, really, like when we started, everyone was, people in the club, we had guys going to the Olympics in Skibbereen, like Eugene Coakley and Tim Harringy, and they went in 2004, and Rich Coakley went in 2008 then, so it was always kind of in our heads, and we talked about it a bit, but I think we were a bit delusional as well about our hopes at the time. Like, we were kind of, when we were young, we were like, oh, it's a sure thing, like, that we go, like, in hindsight, like, we had no right to be saying that, but I suppose it kind of happened then, like, so it kind of made a bit of sense. Like.
Well, there you go. In a roundabout way, it all came around. But I suppose, based on hearing that from you, does that mean that when you were young, like, you had a bit of talent for this thing to begin with anyway? Would that be fair to say?
I suppose, yeah, like, we used to win a lot of races, just kind of local ones there around Ireland and stuff like that, so we have kind of been successful all throughout our careers, really, so I suppose that kind of kept us going as well and interested in it too. When you're doing well, it makes it a little bit easier, like, to do the training and all that. So.
And how does the sibling thing work out? Obviously well, if you've just picked up gold, but, I'm sure there's moments.
Yeah, we hadn't actually rowed together in a double. Like, when we were younger, we used to row in a quad with two other guys from Skibbereen, Shane and Dermot. They're our best friends. But, we never really rode together until about 18 months ago. We did the trials in the single sculls. We had to race to get into the double, and the two of us ended up coming first and second. So it was really kind of first time we started training in the double.
Hmm.
But it works out well, like, because we can travel together going to training and stuff like that when we're living together, and that's what it's.
But
handy.
You don't kill each other, like, basically, is where I'm getting at.
No, not too bad. Like, we get on well enough. Like, and when we're on training camps, right, we get sick of each other. We get sick of each other because we're just like, we're staying in the bed at our feet apart. And
and you've spent enough time with each other over the years, I'd say. Anyway,
yeah, and we're constantly together.
And in the relationship, rowing wise, like, is there one that drives on the other, or is there one that's more on top of it than the other, or do you balance each other in a way?
No, we kind of balance each other, and I suppose we know each other well enough too that because I can see when we're at home that Gary's a bit tired or something, and I might tell him then in the evening, like, go a bit easier in training or something, and he'll do the same to me, and equally, like, we can push each other on and stuff. And at the same time, if the boat isn't going well, we can be kind of straight up front with each other and not have to worry about kind of beating around the bush and being nice about it. So.
You don't have to be diplomatic with the language or the words. Listen, yeah, you must be
in college then, in different places, so we get away from each other then, so that's nice. Like.
You must be the toast to Skibbereen and Skibbereen Rowing Club for sure, and the toast of Rowing Ireland, who I believe their training camp is out in Farran, isn't it? Out in the reservoir there?
It is, yeah. Out in Inishara.
Bunch of people training away. There was a bronze medal picked up at the European Championships as well.
There was, yeah. Sunita Puspour, she did very well there, so she still has to qualify. She's heading out to Lucerne on Thursday, so we're wishing her the best of luck in this.
Going to Germany for the championships, had you guys already got form enough to suggest that you were in, you know, in that kind of top level of hunting for a medal, or was this a big surprise?
It wasn't really a surprise for us. We'd raced the first of the World Cup Regatta Series in April out in Italy, and we'd come second in that. We were about a quarter of a second behind the South Africans, who are their 2014 world champions in the lightweight double, and they have the world record in it as well. So they were quite good. So that was our first race really since last year, and that kind of, we knew we were going well, but we didn't actually think it was that well. So it was kind of a bit of a surprise then. Mm. And coming into the Europeans then in Germany, we were quite confident in ourselves that we could challenge for a medal.
Mm.
But it was kind of, we didn't know which one we'd be getting really.
And then I believe in the favourites were Norway, and you were kind of head to head with them, and they caught a crab, which I presume is rowing terminology for missed a stroke at 1800 metres, and that allowed you to get a little nose ahead. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. We were coming at them fairly strong, like, and we were putting them under severe pressure, and they couldn't handle the conditions. I'd say it was wicked out there. The wind was severe altogether, but we were well used to that, and kind of we put the pressure on them. Then coming into the final sprint, and they ended up back in third. Then the Germans kind of squeezed past them just on the line.
And so ahead of Rio, how does that all work out, or how are you feeling about that? How are you thinking about that? A lot of talk about, I can't remember the name of the disease, the worry that athletes might catch over there. A lot of talk about the water virus,
yeah.
There you go. And then there's the water quality and the amount of sewage it's supposed to be in it, but maybe I shouldn't be even saying that stuff to you.
Everyone wouldn't worry too much about that. Sure, everyone
drive on.
The same situation, so drive on, exactly. Yeah.
Brilliant, nice one. Training regime work, I mean, do you fit it in along with all your college stuff?
We do, yeah. I'm in UCD, but I spent a good bit of my time down in Cork, and I kind of go for exams, and they put the notes up online anyway, so I can study away from that. And Gary's in CIT then, so he kind of goes in there during the middle of the day, and we'd come back in the evening and train away around it. Like, but it's nice to kind of, we can get a break from rowing then as well, rather than kind of being caught up in it too much. It's kind of...
But just to give those listening an idea, I mean, I'm guessing there's early alarm clocks ringing and stuff like that.
Usually set the alarm around 7, but... by the time we get out of bed to be heading towards 8 o'clock. Really.
Well, that's not too bad. I thought it'd be kind of much worse than that. That's grand.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah.
Listen, Paul, you are the local legend on Dave Max Drive this evening. Well done on picking up gold with brother Gary. Both of you, Skibbereen rowers and Irish rowers, and headed to Rio later this summer. My God, the best of luck to you. It'd be fantastic if you bring all gold. But even if you don't, as long as you do your best for Ireland, that'll be good enough for everyone.
Actually, that's it. We'll give it a go anyway, I suppose.
Paul, slán.
Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.